Yeah, I think, you know, we've gotten comfortable being on the road, and, you know, in a short amount of time early on in the season, there's been a lot of experiences that we can draw from, and so far they've been good ones, but we've got to continue with that same approach, and it's been a good week. We know that we've got to continue on with that theme, and we'll travel tomorrow, expect to kind of get the game plan finalized, and then Saturday will serve as a chance to kind of wrap everything up, get the final touches on that, make sure from a mental standpoint guys feel good, and then be ready to go on Sunday. But I think just from having traveled, as you know, in a short amount of time, you go to Dallas, you know, you're in Jacksonville, and then going to London, guys feel comfortable. You know, it's something that we're getting used to doing, and anytime you can find a rhythm and a routine, I think players feel comfortable with that. And just having to travel, you know, on Fridays is part of our routine almost. It's why we build the schedule the way we do on Fridays, whether it's at a home game or away, and trying to keep some regularity in it. And Reggie and Ted do an excellent job of helping those players get adjusted to an Eastern time zone, and that's why we leave 2 days early.
Sean, I think it was right before the Washington game, you mentioned something about wanting to get past that so that you and Jay could talk about, you know, maybe opponents that you have. have you done that? Is that something you would typically do?
Yeah, you know, Jay's, you know, I have a lot of respect for Jay. He's a close friend of mine, and you know, they play Seattle this week. They played Dallas the previous week. So now that we start to have some common opponents, different things like that, they haven't played New York yet this year, but, you know, they still have 2 games against them. But I think, you know, just being able to share with somebody else that maybe has a different perspective as opposed to inside the building, and he's such a great resource, you know, having been in the head coaching role and all that that entails. So to be able to have a close friend like that, most importantly, but then also somebody that you can confide in that might be outside of the building with all the good resources we have in here, you don't really need it, but he provides that as well.
Are you, like, pretty open to doing that, or would you only do that with Jay?
I mean, yeah, you know, there's, I mean, you know, and it's not like we're sharing every secret or anything like that. It's just you can feel like you can talk football and not give away anything from a competitive advantage standpoint is more along the lines of what it is, Rich. You know, even, you know, and we still talked even leading up to our game. It's just you don't talk about football. So you feel like you can talk about football and, you know, see how things are going. They've had some unfortunate injuries there, and, you know, that's something that they're having to work through that, you know, hopefully those guys recover fast and they get their guys back on the field.
Sean, is there anything moving forward that you'd like to see from Todd Gurley that you have not necessarily seen through the first part of the season?
Yeah, I think it's kind of a broken record, Gary, but I think it's just that consistency. You know, I think if there's one thing that you can point to that he's done a better job of the last couple games, it's making sure we take great care of the football. And the thing that says as much as anything about Todd is you look at anytime you can use one of your premier players as an example to teach from and he responds the right way. When you go back to the Seattle game, we don't want to reach out in that situation and Earl makes a great play. Similar type situation comes up against Arizona and he does exactly what we want going through the pylon. And you could see that's why he's able to, you know, secure that finish. There was no question about it. But I think he's so conscientious. He's done a great job of correcting those little things. He's playing at a really high level. But it's going to always be about the ball for us. And just seeing him consistently play, you know, the way he has in the pass game, in the run game. And, you know, if he can do that, you know, it's why he's playing as good as anybody at that position in this league right now.
Sean, I know the Giants have had some struggles trying to stop tight ends this season and even into last season. How have you felt about the development of Gerald and Tyler Bone?
Yeah, I think they've done a good job. You know, I think Derek Carrier offers a nice, you know, a versatile player at the position as well. And really that's what we're looking for from all three of those guys. I think it's been good for Tyler because you've seen a mix of making some plays in the pass game, and then I think he's playing really well in the run game. I thought, you know, the Jacksonville game was probably one of his best games where he might not have had the stats that show up, but competing in line, making a lot of plays that don't go unnoticed by our coaching staff and by his teammates. So I think he's continuing to develop as a complete tight end, which is exactly what we want really from that position as a whole. And Gerald's making improvements. You see, you know, go back to the Jacksonville game. That was a huge touchdown that he made against an excellent defense where we needed every point that we could get. So we're always looking for that improvement. I think Shane Waldron's doing an excellent job helping those guys develop, and that's going to continue to be the theme moving forward for us.
When you look at your past and how you've gone against New York, you know, twice a year, how much do you draw on that experience when you're looking at this week?
Well, you do. You know, you draw on the experience just from having gone against the scheme and Coach Spagnuolo. I think he does a great job of being able to put his players in great spots, presenting a variety of looks. You can see he's really in tune situationally with the things that he's done, you know, because he does mix it so well, but he still stays in the framework of their system. And he puts his players, you know, in good spots consistently, Miles. So that's going to be a challenge for us. But they've evolved, you know, as the years have progressed. They're doing some different things, but there still is a similar foundation in terms of how they want to operate. So anytime that you have a history against a specific team or a specific coordinator, you know, you want to draw from those experiences and make sure that you're aware of it. But you also want to realize that what good coaches do, like Coach Spagnuolo has done, is you evolve and you adapt to each given year, and they're doing some really good stuff on tape that presents our offense with a variety of problems.
Sean, Robert Woods is having a very productive year, but he has not scored a touchdown. Is there any part of you as the play caller that has that in the back of your mind when there are situations that you want, from a confidence standpoint, to get the ball into his hands in the end zone?
Yeah, I think you obviously want to be able to get your good playmakers the ball in their hands no matter where you are on the field. And you know, that Dallas play, you know, he had a touchdown for about a minute until they overturned it. But hopefully we'll find a way to do that. And yes, you know, ultimately it's about once we get down in that red zone, what are the plays that we think are going to be best, and certainly finding a way to get Robert involved and try to get him in the end zone is something that as a coach you want to try to do while still making sure that what's important is what's going to be best for our team to come away with points and scoring touchdowns. But with the production that he's had, and it's why he's such a great guy, is he's made a lot of plays for us, and I think eventually, you know, it's going to happen for him. But you definitely want to reward those guys and try to get them the opportunities and get them a chance to score. So certainly, yeah.
They don't have Beckham or Marshall right now, but how do you see their skill guys? How do you evaluate that?
Yeah, you know, those are two great players, but they've had some guys that have stepped up. You know, I have a lot of respect for Sterling Shepard and what he's done when he's been available this year. You look at the long touchdown that he creates against Philly to allow them to take the lead when they're coming back from behind, and they played them extremely well. And, you know, Philly's playing as well as anybody in this league. So you see what a very good competitive team this is that we're going against. I think Evan Engram has really done a nice job as a rookie tight end. They're continuing to find ways to get the ball in his hands. But those are some special players. And then Coach McAdoo's always done a nice job of being able to spread the ball around. And you know, Eli does a good job of recognizing the coverage and how that dictates where he wants to go with the football. But, you know, without Odell and without Brandon, those are two great players that they do have. But you see some of these other guys stepping up, and there's a lot of good challenges for us moving forward into this week for our defense.
In terms of the self-scouting that you guys, an evaluation you may have done during the break, what did you see with Sammy Watkins, and what do you kind of see going forward in terms of maybe getting him more involved?
Yeah, you know, I think you want to continue to try to find those opportunities. You know, he did a great job against Arizona. And from a receiver position, you know, you're looking at, all right, what did I do within the framework of my route? What was the coverage, and how did that dictate where the football went? Because a lot of times you can't control it. But what he did a great job was competing without the ball. He made the most of the opportunities that he did have in the past game. And then, you know, everything has, you know, you look at each given play, and there's some opportunities where, you know, we had a chance to get him down the field, and whether it's protection, some different things, or maybe I called a play in a bad situation versus the coverages. So it isn't just exclusive to, you know, all right, it's as simple as here's how we call play, and now he's going to have 10 touches all of a sudden. But what I've been really pleased with Sammy is all he's done is just continue to work. He's playing every snap with great effort, and you see the talent that he does have. And, you know, you certainly do as a play caller, which is my responsibility, to try to get him involved. And if it were quite as easy as saying, all right, let's get this ball right to him, and now here's 7 and 8 catches, then I should start letting you call the plays, because that would be a good way to answer a lot of these questions. But all jokes aside, I think Sammy's really done a nice job, and there's a lot of things involved. We expect to continue to try to give him those opportunities, whether it be short, intermediate, or down the field. And really been pleased with the way he's competed without the ball in his hands. Makes a couple key blocks, one that sprung a touchdown to Cooper Kupp on the screen at the end of the game. So that to me is indicative of good team football, and when you got good players doing that, we feel good about that and want to certainly try to keep getting him more touches. All right. Thanks, guys.